In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Very warm welcome to our worship this morning as we continue our journey through Lent. Thank you to all of you who've pledged support to our camera appeal. That's going really well. Thank you for that. But do keep donations coming in thanksgiving for all that we've been able to do and the continued presence that we hope to offer once lockdown ends, eventually.
Compassion and forgiveness belong to the Lord our God. Though we have rebelled against him, let us then renounce our willfulness and ask his mercy by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Lord, we have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves, or seen you and served you in the least of your children. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We have not sought to have the mind of Christ, and we have grieved your Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you show to those who are in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant to all those who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion that they may reject those things that are contrary to their profession and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after your throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your offspring after you. God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her Sarah, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall come to rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called a crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. To understand more fully the gospel we have just heard, we need to read the verses before, in which Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" He goes on, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter replies, "You are the Messiah." Peter and the other disciples have, of course, journeyed with Jesus. He called them and they followed. And when they followed, they saw healings. They heard teaching with depth and authenticity. They witnessed thousands fed with 5 loaves of bread and a couple of fish. They saw him walk on water. They saw a girl restored to life. Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter replies, "You are the Messiah." So that's the backdrop to the scene described in today's gospel when Jesus unpacks what it means to affirm him as Messiah. He speaks first of the journey, of how before him lies great suffering, rejection, and death. Peter cannot quite believe it. And yet Jesus is clear-sighted, painfully describing his companion as Satan, and then going on to say more about what following him will look like for them. He talks of taking up the cross, of losing life to save it, challenging stuff that follows that key question, but who do you say that I am? Of course, we are all on a journey with that question too. And maybe we never quite feel able to answer as Peter does, yet it is for us the question. That's why Faithbook, our informal gathering to explore the faith, begins with asking who Jesus is. Because really, that's as a community where, as a community of faith, we begin and end. And as Peter and the disciples discovered, to recognize him as the Messiah is to be changed. It is, in some sense, to lose your life, at least the life you thought you were living. When Jesus talks of losing life, he is, I think, naming our ability to invest our identity in a kind of false life. He says, "For what will it profit them, us of course, to gain the whole world and forfeit their life?" Perhaps in his life, Jesus had observed as he grew up those around him who seemed, on the surface at least, to have a good life. Maybe they had wealth or status. But maybe he saw how this wealth and this status became what defined them as people. Perhaps these were the people he had in mind when he said that they had gained the whole world but just lost their life. Maybe this was the kind of life that was one that needed to be lost. I wonder what happened next for Peter and the disciples when they started to ponder what all this meant for them. They had recognized Jesus for who he was. And so perhaps they felt rather pleased with themselves, as if naming him as Messiah was enough. Maybe they thought their acclamation was the end of the journey for them, whereas it was, in fact, just the beginning. As they came to realize that the answer to Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" is not answered just once, but every single day. Answered as they considered how they understood their life, what they had and who they were. Answered as they considered how they treated the stranger and those on the edges of society. Answered as they recognized in themselves their desire for status and power. And we join with them as day by day we answer the same question, the question that shapes how we live. But who do you say that I am? It is the question that matters, because our answer changes us, perhaps not dramatically, but over time, as the life we once thought mattered fades from view and we live into a different vision for life. And yes, this involves some difficult stuff. For no matter how many times we have journeyed through this season of Lent before, this season, this reading, helps remind us that we can all be drawn towards a shallow vision of life in which we are often overly anxious and fearful, where we grasp and possess both what we have and even those with whom we share our lives. And so, yes, as we try to follow Jesus, there are sometimes tough choices to be made. And we recognize, too, the rather unfashionable idea of self-denial. But the season began with these words on Ash Wednesday, when I said, "I invite you in the name of the church to the observance of a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word." These are the words we carry through Lent. Cheery stuff, you might think, but this season is given If we can enter it with humility, knowing we might still have something to learn, it's given to help us rediscover the joy of life. A life in which Jesus is not a peripheral accessory, but at the heart of who we are and how we see this life and all that we have been given. To proclaim Jesus as the one we follow is to be shaped by his life at work among us, and to be rooted and grounded in a vision of life in which we are not defined by what we have, what we achieve, but by the quality of our relationships, by how we love, by how we forgive, by how generous we are, by how welcoming we are. Jesus came, I think, to show us the way. A way that is not without change or sacrifice, not without letting go of some of the baggage we all carry, a way that is not without cost, but a way that leads to life. Of course, I struggle along that way much of the time, especially living in a culture that thinks we are all a bit strange. But I also believe and know that real life is found in and through the Jesus we follow, and who daily asks me, "But who do you say that I am?" It's a question that matters. What is your reply?
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high, and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Do not be far from us, O Lord, when trouble is near and there is no one to help. Let us pray. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Heavenly Father, we pray for the global church, for all who tell of your name to those around them, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and praising you in congregations the world over. This week, we pray especially for Iglesia Anglicana de la Religión Central de America, for all its church leaders and congregations. In our diocese, we pray for the city and towns of the Episcopal area of Ripon and the Archdeaconry of Richmond and Craven, and the surrounding Yorkshire Dales, for those who live and work there, for its beauty, and for the hidden pockets of rural need. For Bishop Helen Ann and Archdeacon Jonathan. We give thanks for the many centuries of worship that have been offered in Ripon and here in Whitkirk. And we ask your blessing on all who are involved in preparing our church for online services and for cleaning the church afterwards. Holy Spirit, work through us, the current custodians of mission in this area, that future generations might be told about the Lord and his deliverance be proclaimed to a people yet unborn. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. We pray for all nations of the world, for our Queen and her government, both national and local. Guide and support them and all who advise them as they try to lead us through these troubling times. We pray for everyone who seeks to gain the world and its riches at the risk of forfeiting their life. Lead us not into the temptations of riches and popularity. Guard us from being ashamed of you, that we might be bold enough to sing your praises openly. And help us keep our minds on divine things rather than human things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Through Abraham, all the families of the earth are blessed. We pray for our families, our friends, and our communities. We pray especially for all who work at our local doctors and chemists, both medical staff and the administrators and others who support them. Pour out your love through us on all those who share our streets with us. This week we pray for the residents of the Ring Road. Bless them and all they encounter this week, whether in person or remotely. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Holy Lord, we pray for those who feel desperate, those who feel alone, those who feel there's no one to turn to, for those suffering from depression and anxiety, for those whose physical illness has left them feeling isolated, bereft, or scared. Give them comfort in their time of need, and give us the courage to reach out to those around us who need our support. We pray this week for the work of the Mental Health Foundation, and all who have dedicated their lives to helping those suffering mentally. We pray for everyone in our community suffering in any way, in mind, body, or spirit. Praying by name for Jeff Blowers, George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Mary Metcalf, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson. Lord, you are holy. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. To God indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust. We remember before you all those whose earthly life has ended and who we trust are at peace with you. We remember Clive Cooper and composer Richard Shepherd, a voluntary of whose we'll be hearing at the end of this service, who have both recently died. And Jack Archer, Peter Bickerdike, and Jesse Rutherford, whose anniversaries fall at this time. Comfort all who mourn with the hope of your resurrection. Deliver our souls from the sword. Save our lives from the power of the dog and the mouth of the lion. And guide us as we seek to live lives unashamed of you, prepared for when the Son of Man comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us access to his grace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, lead us in holiness and guide us to glory. We ask this in his name. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For in these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that through a pilgrimage of prayer and discipline we may grow in grace and learn to be your people once again. Through fasting, prayer, and acts of service, you bring us back to your generous heart. Through study of your holy word, you open our eyes to your presence in the world and free our hands to welcome others into the radiant splendor of your love. As we prepare to celebrate the Easter feast with joyful hearts and minds, we bless you for your mercy and join with saints and angels forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Look, Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven, is broken for the life of the world. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus, bread of life, bread for the world, feed us with your presence. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you see that we have no power of ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.